On Sunday, September 30th, Helsinki, Hudson, and Showstoppers New York continue their Helsinki on Broadway cabaret series with an evening with Victoria Clark, stories and songs from a real-life fairy tale. Victoria Clark won the 2005 Tony Award for Best Actress in a Musical for her work in The Light in the Piazza, and last year she was nominated for her portrayal of Mother Superior in Sister Act. Early next year, she'll play the fairy godmother in the Broadway revival of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. In addition to being an actress, she is a director and teacher, and she joins us now on the roundtable. Victoria Clark, great to have you with us. Thank you very much.
Wow, that was such a great summary. I feel like I should just sit down now. You do all the talking. That was great, Joe.
Well, I'm hopefully you're sitting down anyway. Be comfortable. We're just going to have a nice
I'll sit down. Oh, that's much better. Ooh, okay, good. Take
have a nice off. Little chat, and you get to sit down. You're awful busy, for goodness sakes. You know, when I say something like, you will play the fairy godmother in the Broadway revival of Cinderella, at what point, I mean, obviously you know it's coming down the pike, so work on that will begin when?
Well, we've already done a workshop of it. We did that back in July, and then back in January, we took a couple of weeks to look at the new script by Douglas Carter Bean, who is hilarious. He's a wonderful playwright, and he wrote the book to Sister Act, and he's a friend and a colleague, and so it takes a few cracks at these things to make them really sort of gleam and shine and crackle. So we're hard at work on it already, but the Broadway rehearsals proper start just after Thanksgiving,
and then it'll open in the spring.
We preview January 21st, and then we open on February 21st in the dead of winter. But everyone needs to come anyway. It'll be great. I'll be trussed and harnessed and flying around. So, you know, that's worth the price of admission, right?
All
there.
The more reason why you should be sitting down now, as you will be spending performance after performance being trussed, harnessed, and flying.
Right. I mean, it's important. Yeah, rest up now. Why?
Have you ever?
I'm not resting much because I'm getting ready for my show up in Hudson.
Which I think is very, very exciting. And let me just ask you about flying for a second, and then we'll talk about the show. But have you ever done that before, the flying?
I've never done it. And since I've been in the business, this is my 30th anniversary of moving to New York. So, I mean, I'm looking for projects that involve things I haven't done before, and flying is definitely one of them.
Because I would think, having seen this done, I would think that it would take obviously a certain skill and a challenge to be able to sing and project and do all of the things that come quite naturally to you as you are doing something quite unnatural as soaring through the air and trying to trust people who are at the other end of the ropes.
Well, I'm being told at the moment that I will probably be on something, so perhaps a goose or a skunk or a pumpkin or something that flies. So,
oh,
I mean,
okay.
I
not a substance.
Right.
Okay.
Although
right.
that I might be on something just to get over the nerves of being on something up in the air without a chair. But it's possible, yes, that I will be on something. But I feel like you know, it's something new, something to try. And you know, I'm the magic in the show. The fairies are the magic. So
absolutely,
you know.
You have such a wide range of work. You obviously, I mean, you alluded to this, that you look for projects that are new and different and exciting, and you certainly see that on your resume. When you bring a show together like this, is it kind of your best of collection?
Not at all, because I hate shows like that. You know, and then I did it. And then I sang. I mean, I'm asleep after 5 minutes. Basically, it's music that I love, and I do tell stories, and they're monologues, and I try to relate to what's going on right now, and I play with the audience quite a bit. You know, of course, my first love is the theater, and I guess my second love is just as important, which is just storytelling and just entertaining people, making people laugh, and occasionally making people cry, but on purpose. So I sing songs that I would never be cast in. I will do at least one song from Light in the Piazza. There's one song that I sang in the first act, which I've never been able to do out of context because I was holding it. It was a telephone call. I was holding a telephone in my hand for the entire song. I would hang up the phone in the show, and then I had a whole song called Dividing Day. And I've tried to do the song without the telephone, and I can't. So I generally don't try to do that one, but I will definitely be singing Fable and I'll be doing some songs for my CD, which is called 15 Minutes of Grace. And then I just do, you know, I'm trying out a bunch of new material, and I'm really excited about it. And it's a beautiful venue.
It is.
With great food and beautiful part of the country. And I'm trying to get New Yorkers to just come up and do it, because it's a day trip. You know, you can come in the morning and sightsee and go antiquing and then have a, you know, see a great show, but I'm, you know, leave them wanting more. It's not going to be too, you know, it's not going to go on and on. It's about, you know, a 75-minute set. And then there's plenty of time for dinner, and then people can grab the train back home. You can actually make a nice day trip out of it.
Absolutely.
And they're getting a lot of good Broadway names up there. It's becoming a real sort of cabaret destination, which is fun.
What is it about cabaret, do you think, that is so exciting? Not only for you, the performer, but for the audience as well.
Well, I don't go, you know, so I don't really know why people go. But the reason why I love to do it is because then I'm not in costume, and I'm actually myself. And I think because I'm such a chameleon and I play so many different kinds of crazy characters, I think it's, if I did go to watch other people, and I'm kidding. I mean, I do see people. I go to see.
I don't know. Are you really kidding? It doesn't sound like you're kidding.
No. I will go see the people that I love. You know,
okay.
I'll go see Barbara Cook, and I'll go see, you know, Faith Prince,
the legends,
Jason Graw. Yeah, you know, Faith and Jason were just up at Helsinki's, but
yeah.
And they have a great new show that they're doing. But I feel it's an opportunity for us, for the actors, to just be ourselves and to share, just to spend time as ourselves. And it's very liberating for me. I have more fun in these shows than I do when I'm doing the same thing night after night after night, because I always change up my set. And the stories I tell are always different. And the audience makes it so different. In a show, crazy things could happen. You know, things, elephants could drop out of the flies. You know, people could have a heart attack. And the show just sort of keeps going. And in a show like this, if people shout things out or if there's commentary, you know, I can sort of respond to it and totally break the fourth wall and engage. And that's really fun. So that's why I love to do them. And it's a good way to travel, too, and meet people.
Mm. And an improv feel, as you say, because anything can happen, and you can go off script, and that's okay, because there really isn't a script.
I can and I do.
Yeah.
I can and I do. Oh, yeah. Because that's what makes it fun.
And how set is the set list, in the sense you have an idea of what you want to do, a beginning, a middle, and an end, but you can play with it, right?
Right. I mean, I change right up until I go on. Not exactly the list of songs, but the order and... I just try to stay really loose. And the stories I want to tell the night before may not be the stories. Maybe something could happen. You know, I wiped out on my bicycle on Sunday, and I was thinking, if I thought back like 2 minutes before when I didn't know that was coming, what a different day that would have been. And I had a really bad crash on my bicycle.
Were you hurt?
I was hurt pretty badly, but nothing's broken, and
right.
The show must go on. I mean, I slowed down. I didn't really even pause. I just sort of like poured my water bottle all over myself and just got back on my bike.
Were you bruised or skinned?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty bruised, but you know, I'll figure out some way to make that exciting. I'll change it into a joke at some point. But I already have. But the point is that, you know, I don't always know what's going to happen during the day, and something fun or catastrophic could happen 2 seconds before I go on, and then that definitely becomes a part of the show.
Well, it is a very exciting evening. Victoria Clark is going to be at Helsinki Hudson on... let me get the date right here. I have it in front of me. It's an evening with Victoria Clark. Stories and songs from a real life fairy tale will take place Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, New York, as part of their Helsinki on Broadway cabaret series presented with Showstoppers New York on Sunday, September 30th at 8 p.m. Oh, the bruises should heal by then.
No, it's more, I think, well, is it at 8? I think it's more at 7 o'clock.
It's 7 o'clock?
Seven.
All right.
I thought it was.
That's all right. You know what?
You should know what time it is. Folks, check your calendar.
Here's what we'll do.
Computers.
Go to HelsinkiHudson.com. You'll find it there. HelsinkiHudson.com. Your website is victoriaclarkonline.com, and
right.
We'll find out. And regardless of the time, it's on Sunday, September 30th. So there you go.
From this Sunday. Yeah, I hope to see everybody there. It's going to be a fun night. Thanks so much, Joe. I really appreciate
Victoria,
it.
Victoria, great pleasure. We can't wait to have you in the region. Thank you very
much. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Winter was warm, summer soft that year. The winter was warm, without a sign of frost, like winter lost its way that year. It seems as I recall, no blossoms fell that fall. May didn't leave at all. Or did love paint an illusion? Now trees with a sigh stand and shiver while their leaves fall and die.
Victoria Clark, and Victoria was absolutely right. Showtime is at 7 o'clock at Helsinki Hudson, and you can find out more information by going to helsinkihudson.com. Again, an evening with Victoria Clark, stories and songs from a real-life fairy tale, helsinkihudson.com. Showtime on September 30th is 7 p.m.